Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. No doubt. No doubt. It is beautiful. Look at that. I'm getting acknowledgement because I do work every holiday. And welcome in on this Thanksgiving evening. Thanksgiving. That's right. Is that Martin Weiss? What is that?
Just choking a turkey, Rob.
That's it? Okay. Let me hear that again. Oh, God. Yes. And we're coming. That sounds like the Lions today against the Green Bay Packers.
Too soon.
Yes. But we'll get there. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill. We will. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with the Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you never are held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. And yes, it is a TV theme song, Thanksgiving Woo-hoo! Evening here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker along with Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, who's enjoying Thanksgiving and the day off. What a show we have planned for you today. We're going to talk with Jeff Rieger. He's a host at 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We'll go there and catch up on all things Detroit. And we'll talk to our buddy Nui Scruggs from NBC Dallas-Fort Worth. He's the local sports anchor down there. We'll talk to him about the Cowboys and all the stuff going on. So let me welcome in Mr. Martin Weiss. Martin, what's happening? How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, Rob Parker.
How are you, buddy?
Doing well. I'm excited to be here. Thankful for the opportunity to go ahead and set you straight. Chris Broussard takes it easy on you most of these days. So don't worry, you got a real experience.
I'm shaking in my boots. Oh my God! I don't know what to do. Give a guy a Saturday show. He's the king of sports media now.
First of all, not just a Saturday show, but several Saturday update shifts, I'll have you know.
Okay.
If UCLA's playing, I'm anchoring.
Is that what it is?
Just about. Just ask Brian Finley.
All right. Well, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. And if they're going to put me on there, what was that again? Rob works every holiday?
Every single holiday.
Every single holiday. So does Alex Teichert. I mean, Alex and I. Steve DeSega used to be in that group. He dropped out.
No, it's like Survivor. We kicked him off the island.
Yeah, so Alex, always great to see you. And you know,
Likewise. We're
here. We're going to hold the show down.
Some would say these are the best rated shows when Chris is out too, but that's just me.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Patrick is our producer. He's in for Rob G. And Brian Finley is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. So we'll do all of that. And yes, Thanksgiving, What are you thankful for before we get to the football real quick?
Honestly, I'm thankful for this. I wasn't joking. I know I was saying it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but no, I'm not joking. I am thankful for the opportunity to come here and talk sports on the radio. You know, it could be a lot harder to make money. That's what I think about it. It's a lot harder.
Some people struggle doing it. I mean, but you're right. And it's crazy because it was about 7 full years ago that we came to L.A. All right? December 1st is when I moved here. Can you believe that?
It was December 1st?
Yeah, I got here December 1st. You came here 2 weeks after.
That doesn't line up. Oh, yep. You know what? You're absolutely right.
What do you mean?
Right.
I know when I moved to L.A.
No, because you know what I was thinking about? I had it confused. That was Christmas Day that we went over to Skip Bayless's house and we're watching LeBron play, not Thanksgiving Day. I had my timeline mixed up on my end. That's my bet.
Yeah. Absolutely right. But we came from Detroit, and Martin was my producer at WXYZ in Detroit. And, man, the 7 years blew by. We're about to start our 8th year out here. And Martin's done a lot since he's been out here, still at FS1. He has a show with VJ Husky on Saturdays and doing some updates. He got his master's from USC, where I'm just an adjunct. You know, I don't have a degree from that school. I'm just an adjunct.
You'll get there one day.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm done. Columbia is just fine. I'll take that, okay? Yeah, I love USC, but I'll take Columbia.
I gained 100 pounds, lost 80 of them.
And you gained 100?
Over the 7 year period, you remember?
Yeah.
That was a much bigger fella.
No doubt about it. All right, let's start here. And I brought up your roots and that we both.
The big vanilla funny.
That we came from Detroit together 7 years ago because we both worked in that market and we stuff. And of course, the Lions play every Thanksgiving. And I covered 20 of them when I worked there in that town. And people have always wanted the Lions to give up the Thanksgiving Day game and all that. But this year, people were excited, Martin, because they felt like, this is a new Lions team. My God, look how good they are. We're finally going to see the Lions on national television, and everybody's going to heap all this praise on how the franchise has turned around. I got news for you. Today was no surprise for me, not whatsoever. You know why? Martin Weiss, I haven't thrown confetti for the Lions, and I haven't bought in. Chris asked me week after week, are you in with the Lions now? Are you finally in with the Lions? Are you going to admit that they turned the corner? No, I'm not admitting that they turned the corner, because they haven't turned the corner. The Lions are frauds, with a capital F, frauds. And today was a prime example of why you can't buy into the Lions. I will buy into the Lions when they win a playoff game. Martin Weiss, the Detroit Lions organization, has one playoff win since 1957, or since Moby Dick was a guppy. That's how long it's been. And they should have lost the last 3 weeks. To be honest, and what I look, they should have lost to the Chargers. They got a field goal with time expiring. The Bears gave them an early Christmas gift, giving up 17 points in the last 3 minutes, unheard of in the NFL. And then the Green Bay Packers were scuffling. They come in and take advantage. I mean, I don't know. Jared Goff, he had more turnovers than Pillsbury. I mean, three fumbles? Three lost fumbles? Really? And here's the other thing. You can go ahead and crown the Lions if you want. I refuse to do this. I covered this team for 20 years. At one point, the Lions had two 24-game road losing streaks. You hear me? It's not a typo, or I'm not making a mistake. They lost 24 in a row. They won a game, Martin, and then they lost another 24 in a row. Two during the Matt Millen era. And when we talk about the Lions, I'll give it to you. This is why they're fraudulent. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs on the opener. Two of their top three players were missing, including Kelsey, right? Mahomes played. They beat them 21-20. I'm not taking the win away from them. That's the team that they beat that's over 500. When it came time to flexing their muscles. And let's see. Let's take a look at the Lions and where they match up with Baltimore. They got drubbed 38-6. And let's not forget the other playoff team that they played, where Seattle came into Detroit and scored 37 points on that defense in a 37-31 overtime win. Martin, I ask you one question. How many wins against teams over 500 for the Lions this season?
That'd be none, right?
One.
Oh, the Kansas Chiefs. City. Kansas City.
The first game of the year. Other than that, it's been cupcakes. So I'm out on the Lions. Fraudulent until further notice. Win a playoff game, I'll gladly take it back. Okay. But until then, most people in Detroit, you know what they said today other than what time are we eating? They said S-O-L, same old Lions.
And I'll be honest, I'm disappointed with them. And I'm disappointed with you. After, now that you've given off, read down your history of the Detroit Lions off your stone tablet. Make sure you don't break it when you put it back down, okay? That thing, I get it. The Matt Millen era. Matt Millen is calling Big Ten football somewhere. Rod Marinelli in pad level. I get it. But you know what he's doing? Eating dinner just like everybody else today. He wasn't coaching the Lions. This Lions team, it's evident that they are different than in years past. You know why, Rob? Because the last time the Lions were 8-2, or mind you, 8-3, it was pre-segregation. All right, the last time, I mean, automatic windows didn't exist in your cars. You want to talk about Wi-Fi and the internet, that iPhone you got in your hand, they barely had house phones back then. All right, you're still driving your 57 Chevy. That's how long ago it was the Lions were had a win-loss record like today. Every good team is going to lose games. When's the last time a team went undefeated in the NFL?
It's not about being undefeated. It's not about.
No.
They could have lost two games back to back.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Sports has a short menu. Wins and losses. It's a good thing. Sports has a short menu. Wins and losses.
Where are you stealing that from?
Because they beat the Bears. And you know what? I don't care. It's hard to beat teams in your division, especially hard to beat teams in your division twice, all right? Green Bay, prior to Aaron Rodgers leaving, obviously Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen in this, they were one of the best teams in the NFL. They struggled a little bit to start the year, and they have turned it around a slight bit. Not all the way yet.
They're under 500.
They started the season out 2-6, Rob. They're four. They're another 5-6.
No, they won their first two games. Let's not act like they started. They won their first two games, and then they went into a slump.
Okay, and now they're out of a slump. There you go. That's how it goes. You get into a slump, you get out of a slump. Who were favorites today?
Who was favored to win that? Green Bay?
The Lions were favored to win it, but I'll have you know.
I just want you to know.
I'll have you
don't
know.
Make it like
underdogs
that. Like
win every single week.
But they
that's not making the point that you think it is. Because,
yes, it is. The
because
Lions
Vegas
were supposed
set the
to
line
win
at
today.
7.5.
The Lions were not supposed to win today? Forget about the points, bro. Were they supposed to win it today at home?
I thought they would win, yes. But that doesn't take away the fact that this team is still 8-3. They still have the one seed for the NFC in the driver's seat if they choose to take it. Look, I get it. You want to call same old Lions this and that and the third. It's just premature. Wait 4 weeks. If they go 1-3 over the next four.
We have a radio show today. I can't wait for
four weeks. Okay, well, you know
what? We have to rate them as we go. I'm not waiting until the end of the season.
So if you're rating them as they go,
make a decision
right now they have more wins than the Dallas Cowboys who are watching play right now. It's like, right now, Philly has the most wins in the NFC. Who's right behind them?
No, but it's not.
No. Let's rate it as we go.
Yeah,
let's talk about it as we
go. It's not just,
who right now is in line for a home playoff game?
But it's not.
Who? What team is that?
It's not just about your win
total.
Because
it's not the Packers.
It's about who you beat and how you beat them. That does factor
in. What's the whole point
of
the regular season? What's the whole point of the regular season?
No. I'm talking about.
No. The whole point. I'll answer my own question then. The whole point of the regular season is to make the playoffs and to get the best seeding you possibly can. That's why you see week 15, 16 in the years past, now 17, we'll see guys or see teams who have the division locked up or the one seed locked up rest players. Why? Because that regular season game does not matter to the playoff standings. Did the Lions lose today? Absolutely. Was it a game they should have won? Absolutely. Yes, CeeDee Lamb scored the touchdown. Now it's 29-10 Dallas with the extra point pending. 10 minutes, 30 seconds left in the third quarter. But anyway, my point is, yes, they needed to win today. They didn't win today. But they didn't lose anything that they had slated out for the rest of this season. One seed's still intact. Division is still intact. Home playoff game still intact. If you want to call same old Lions, you got to lose one of those things before that happens. Right now, they just got beat. And good teams get beat. The Jets beat the Eagles earlier this year. The Cardinals, one win against the Cowboys. Neither one of those, no one's saying that these teams can't go, make the playoffs, they're going to lose, is what they always do. No, because it's a regular season game.
No, because those teams don't have a 60-year history of nothing. So you don't have to say that with those teams because they've actually won playoff games longer than back in 1991.
Well, there's no playoff game that you can win on Thanksgiving Day.
No, but that's why you give those teams a benefit of the doubt and you don't give the Lions any benefit of the doubt because they haven't been able to do it. They last won a playoff game in 1991. Hello, is this on? You know how long ago that was? 1991.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China, Rob Parker, as the Cowboys missed a two-point conversion, 29-10, Dallas.
Because, are you doing updates?
No, I'm not doing updates, but you know what? When it's an active game on, I like to let people know when somebody scores. No?
No.
I do it all the time.
I know you're working on Saturday during football games. We don't do it. All right.
How many times is there a primetime football game?
I'm saying. Not that often. Monday nights or Thursday night. But anyway, my point is, and let me throw it out, telephone number. We'd love to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And my biggest point is, this is why I won't throw the Lions confetti and tell them people that they've made some move and they're different. I've heard this for 25 years. I've heard this.
But you've never seen the Lions 8-2.
But the Lions had won 11 games a few years ago. They were 9-7 a couple times in playoffs with Jim Caldwell. It's not like they've never had playoff teams or never were good.
Look, you just you ran down that whole Lions history. When's the last time the Lions started 8-2 through 10 games? You missed that part in your stone tablet of Lions history.
But the only problem is they haven't played anybody. That's my issue.
They've played 11 games in the NFL.
Is that the team that they played three good teams and they're 2-1 with a 1-point win over Kansas City missing two of their top three players?
The BCS,
that's why,
Rob,
I'm not buying it.
Rob, the
that's
BCS ended
it.
Like 10 years ago.
No.
That's the last time people cared about strength of schedule.
No, that's not.
It's wins and losses.
No, it's not.
And here's a short menu.
That's not how I look at teams. I look at who you beat and it matters. 877-99 on Fox. It is the Odd Couple here on a TV theme song. Thursday, happy Thanksgiving Eve. Hope you ate and had fun and with the family and all that. But Martin Weiss is already on my last nerve. I'm going to get this guy straight as we move on this program. 877-99 on Fox. Where are you on the Lions? Fraud? Are they baloney or filet? Are you buying into where they are, that they've taken the next step? They're in the upper echelon of the NFC, and oh my God, they're going to the Super Bowl? Or is this typical? Should have lost to the Bears last week, and they lost to the Packers. Two home games where they gave up 60 points. They're bad. They are. Don't buy the Lions. 877-99 on Fox. You know what, Alex? Stick and stay.
For some meat, cheese, and mayo Lions talk in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win!
Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Thanksgiving evening. Thank you. Coming to you live
That's
from the
TireRack.com
studios. Brought to you by the Odd Couple is Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard. We want to hear from you. I'm telling you, Lions are frauds. Frauds, and we saw it today.
Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Please tell me you're not agreeing with Rob Parker, man. What you got?
I'm totally agreeing. Well, no, I don't agree with him because they're not frauds.
There
they're
we go.
Wow.
No, they're not frauds because they are who I thought they were. You had to be blind to see to think that they were better than what they are. Because as a Lions fan, somebody that's been a Lions fan for 30-plus years, I knew they were just beating on bad teams. It's like putting an ugly seven against a bunch of sixes, she's going to look good. You put against eight, nine, and ten, she's going to show you what she is, and that's still ugly. And that's what the Lions have been. I knew the Lions was the same old Lions when they drafted Jameis because he was out with a knee injury, and they still picked him as their first-round pick. But when you could have had Jordan Davis, paired him with Hutchinson, and you had a great defense. But the Lions, they did what they always do. They go for the sexy picks, and they fool the fans by beating on bad teams, and they go do it all the time.
Hey, Dre, you said
– there you go, Dre.
You said, look, you said you line them up with six and sevens and eights. How many wins the Lions got right now? Is that eight, right? Where does eight wins line them up in the rest of the NFC?
Martin's missing the point.
No, I literally everybody else is missing the point because the only thing that matters is how many games are in the win column.
No, that's it. No, that's in your opinion. If you think that they're a good team and you think that they have a chance to go forward and make some sort of run that they haven't made, then you got to look and say, well, who are they beating? They're not beating anybody, and that's the part that separates them from being the same old Lions.
Right. Yeah. If I beat up a girl in a wheelchair, do that make me a great fighter?
No, of course not.
But if I lose to a dude my size and they whip my tail, that shows me what I am.
No, so if you lose to a girl in a wheelchair, it automatically makes you a bad fighter. I mean, what are we talking about? And you know what? The idea that the wins and the losses don't matter, whenever they start tracking standings on something else besides that, then I can entertain who we played. But, like, right now, like, for example, Alabama's got one loss. That one loss might keep them out the college football playoff because of strength of schedule. But when another team only has one loss, no, this is ridiculous. Emmett and Olympia, you're on the Odd Couple.
Emmett.
Rob Parker, Martin Weiss, shout out to you guys for, working on Thanksgiving.
Thank you, buddy.
No doubt. Thanks for calling.
Of course, man. Now, Rob, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with you. I'm Team Martin Weiss on this one. Eight wins.
Wow.
Bleep show. Bleep show Detroit Lions team is, it's impressive. I mean, it was very close, and they missed the playoffs last year because of my Seahawks and Patrick Seahawks. But this is a team where, for me, it's like, yeah, you've won these games, and like, okay, you could argue they're bad, but like, let's look at the NFC. You got the Niners. They've lost, you know, three games, and you can argue their fraud. You got the Eagles, who are very lucky to win against Kansas City. I know you guys brought that up on Tuesday. I mean, Jalen Hurts played like absolute trash, but the Chiefs are even worse. So, like, to me, this NFC is like kind of wide open, and I don't think I can write the Lions off at that point. And the Dre guy who's pretending that the Packers are a good team, they're up and coming, but they ain't that good yet. So, like, if that makes the loss like even weirder, because they lost to the Seahawks, my Seahawks. You can argue maybe we should have lost that game. And then you got creamed by the Ravens, and now this one. So I think the Lions, they still have, like, a lot to win. I think Dan Campbell's going to bring that team back together. And the Lions, they're going to make some noise in the playoffs.
I'm not there. I don't buy it. Thanks, though.
Oh, no,
Emmett,
they lost today to the Packers. Now to cancel the season.
It ain't about that. It's just telling you that they're not as good, not as where people think. They've given up 60 points or so the last couple games at home against two bad teams, the Bears and the Packers. Like, that's defense? That you're gonna win a Super Bowl doing that?
They need to play better defense.
Giving up that? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Those are the things you start to look at. Who are they losing to, and what are the scores, and what are they doing? I mean, and those two games to me, signal something, and then we saw what happened. I know they beat the Chargers, but they gave up 38 points in that game. I mean, the defense needs help. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Jeff Rieger, get a feel for what the people in Detroit are thinking about the Lions and their reaction to the latest loss from Jeff Rieger. But first, let's get you caught up with Mr. Brian Finley on this Thanksgiving. How are you, B-Fin?
I'm doing well. Good to see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving to all here at FSR. And yeah, even that guy that said daddy, and I'm not sure who that is. As far as what's happening, obviously, we got the NFL, and right now, the Dallas Cowboys are whitewashing the Washington Commanders. It's getting out of hand. It's getting into that blowout range here. Another touchdown scored for Dallas, and it's going to be 44-10 in their favor, 4:39 to go in the fourth quarter. Deron Bland just had a score and an extra point pending, so it is just one-way traffic here in favor of Dallas as the Commanders are in danger of falling to 4-8. On the season. You guys mentioned the Lions and Packers, and Green Bay took a sledgehammer out there on the Lions, 29-22. Jared Goff did have two touchdowns, but let's not forget that he coughed the football up three different times in this game, and so that didn't help the cause. Coming up at 8:20 Eastern time, Seahawks and 49ers will be dueling, and that will be an NFC West showdown. We do have the Egg Bowl coming up in a few minutes from Starkville with number 12 Ole Miss going toe-to-toe with Mississippi State in college football, and in men's college basketball, we do have a ton of top 25 teams that are in action right now, including number 20 Arkansas falling behind to Penny Hardaway in Memphis, 61-55, a game being played out in Atlantis in the Bahamas, 9:30 to go in the second half. There, number 23 USC is up by 4 late in the second against Seton Hall. And just a couple notable finals to mention. Villanova tears apart number 14 North Carolina, 83-81. Eric Dixon going hard with his 34 points and 10 rebounds. And lastly, number 3 Arizona ripping apart number 21 Michigan State, 74-68, while Colorado State with an emphatic win against number 8 Creighton, 69-48. So the Creighton Blue Jays suffer their first loss of the season to two guys that never take L's because they're always winning. And Rob Parker might be taking the L on that Lions debate. Just kidding. Back to Rob Parker and Martin Weiss.
Never.
Exceptional update, Brian. Exceptional.
And Marconi.
I think so. And I would know. You know, I do it myself.
All right. Are you guys finished stroking each other? Are you good? Okay. Thank you. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. And if you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you get rewarded also? That's right. Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashback debit. Discover Bank member FDIC. Now let's welcome in a friend of ours, Jeff Rieger, from 97.1 The Ticket, and he's on the Wojo and Rieger show on in Detroit. What's up, Jeff Rieger? What's happening? How are you? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Rob Martin, how are you guys? Two of my favorites. What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, and I know you were at the debacle today. We want to get there right away. What did you make of that? Were people overconfident thinking that this would be in the bag against Green Bay, or were people a little concerned here?
Well, you know what? I think after last week's game, guys, they barely beat Chicago, and Chicago kind of let them back in it. I think there were some Lions fans that said, okay, that was a wake-up call. Let's get back to playing good football. And there were other Lions fans like, oh, dude, this is SOL, same old Lions, a phrase you guys are very familiar with, creeping in. If you look at the Lions, they've not played good football since they got their ass kicked against Baltimore. Like, they really haven't. And the defensively not good, offensively, Jared Goff has, I want to say, what, 8 turnovers in the last 2 games?
Right.
So I think there's kind of a mixed bag here. Some people are freaking. Some people are still pretty confident in this team.
Listen, First of all, I got to say to everybody in Detroit, and you too, Jeff Rieger, I'm disappointed. I sat there for 10 years in that city and watched this team be out of it by the end of September, and to hear people using same old Lions on a day like today is absurdity. Secondly, though, I will say this. I agree with you. I agree with you in that Jared Goff has looked abjectly terrible in the last 8 quarters of football that the Lions have played. I don't even, and you know what, if you really want to extend it, he didn't look great at the Chargers game. Rob and I were there in SoFi Stadium. Hasn't looked good. But we've seen Jared Goff win playoff games in the past and go to a Super Bowl. But that, it ain't looking great the last 3 weeks. Where are you at with him? Because I think that right there is the biggest, you can point the finger to the defense, all of that. Jared Goff was playing well in the first, 9 weeks of the year? He's playing poorly now.
No, Martin, I'm totally with you. I mean, listen, there was this debate at the very start of the season. Should you extend Jared Goff? And every Lions fan is like, yeah, he's going to win us a playoff game. You got to extend him. But now you're kind of seeing maybe why L.A., Sean McVay, let him go and got Matt Stafford when he was on a Cancun vacation or however the story goes, right? Because Goff, when he needs to put his team on his back, it usually doesn't work out well. Now, 2 weeks in a row, they won last week, and he was great in the final 2 drives. But 2 weeks in a row now, you're looking at where the offensive line wasn't as good. The defense just continues to regress. Every now and then, you need your QB to step up, and today he fumbles twice early on, and the second fumble, it was like me hitting the ball out of his hand. It was with like a defender's pinky. So I do wonder about Jared Goff. With that being said, though, I still think he'll get re-signed. I think Campbell and Holmes love him. But I think today was pretty much a failure of everything. Like, the defensive line is horrendous. The offensive line, usually really good, stunk today. And then Jared Goff stunk, too.
As we look at the Lions, and our guest is Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket. He hosts a nighttime show, Wojo and Rieger. The Lions, are they in jeopardy? Is there a chance that Minnesota could win this division? I mean, people thought once Jefferson got hurt, you know, and then Kirk Cousins got hurt, right, that their season was over, and all they did was win 5 straight before losing last week. Is it they still play Minnesota twice?
I'm going to steal a phrase from one of my favorite all-time radio hosts of all time. Come on! I think fans after today will start to freak out a little bit about that. I mean, if you look at the remainder of their schedule, they got games that they still should win. Like, the Broncos are playing better. They come to town. They go to the Saints next week. You still got another one with Chicago. Justin Fields gives them fits. But the last 3 games of the season, 2 of the 3 are against the Minnesota Vikings. So I think this whole time when the Lions got off to this great start, everybody in Detroit's like, you know what? We got the division wrapped up. And you know what? We're going to win a playoff game for the first time, like maybe in our lifetime or the second time in our lifetime, first time since 1991. But now that you look at it a little further, now they got some losable games. They got to go to Dallas. They got to play Minnesota twice. The Broncos come to town. And again, Justin Fields, mobile quarterback, this defense does not handle well. So all in all, I do think it's fair that you look at this and say, all right, they better right this ship rather quickly, because if they don't, it will happen again. And you guys being from here, you know it happens every season. Every time this team gets anybody's hopes up, it usually comes crashing down in the worst possible way.
I feel like I was the only person who watched the first 10 weeks of the season when Josh Dobbs was an Arizona Cardinal. Like, I remember those games. Like, I get that he got traded to Minnesota and they won on primetime. But, like, Josh Dobbs was terrible the first 10 weeks of the year. He was a great story. Like, this is a Lynch Sanity thing all over again. I'll tell you this, Jeff. I do have concern about that defensive line. You got to use a second overall pick on Aiden Hutchinson. But Yeah. They don't get to – they don't see it. I know Hutchinson had the strip sack, or really just a strip. Wasn't quite a sack last week that ended up salting away the win when Justin Fields and the Bears had the ball. But, like, what can they do defensively that will make you feel better about this team?
So, Martin, they screwed up. They flat out screwed up. Brad Holmes is awesome. I think everybody in Detroit loves him as the GM. I think they love the front office. But they had a chance at the trade deadline to go out and get another defensive end to pair with Hutch. They decided not to. They kept saying, we're not going to get a guy to come in here to screw with our culture. Meanwhile, Chase Young, you'll watch him tonight, goes to the Niners, right, for a third-round pick. Could you imagine you have Hutch on one side, Chase Young chilling? I'd be unbelievable. Now, you also look at that D-line, and you saw it today. I mean, Jordan Love had all the time in the universe. Last week, Justin Fields, all the time in the universe. Since the Baltimore game, we're now looking at five games. They got three sacks, not a sack again today, in the last five games. And that's after sacking Jordan Love, what, five times the first time around and getting to Desmond Ridder.
Right.
So the answer is they got to start sacking the quarterback or at least getting QB hits and pressures. And if they don't, I kind of feel they've been figured out. If you look since week seven, Detroit has some of the worst defensive stats in all the NFL.
Those are the signs right there, Jeff, on the reason I'm calling them frauds. When they win a playoff game, I will come on the air and I'll correct myself and say I was wrong. But until then, I'm not buying. His name is Jeff Rieger, one of the best in the business in Detroit. Thanks for letting us know what's going on there. Last thing, Jeff, real quick, just what was the radio like? What was the post-game stuff on the radio from Lions fans? Optimistic? Were they mad? What was it?
Believe it or not, you know how this town is. I still think people are fine. People actually are getting mad at people like you, Rob.
They should be. Good for them. They should be.
People getting mad at you because nobody wants to believe that they're fraud. Nobody wants to believe that it's a sham. I mean, you guys know how it is. It's been torture for freaking ever. So I still think people believe in this team. But I'll tell you this, believe it or not, the Lions haven't been the biggest story. It's been Harbaugh in Michigan.
Oh, I bet.
It's been unbelievable. It's been nonstop cheating. It's been fantastic.
No doubt.
Jeff, all right. I'll be on the air after that game. I tell you what, I'm going nuts if Michigan loses it. That you know what they call that, a tease. Jeff, thanks. Great to talk to you, my
friend. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. All right, coming up next, we got a little Shekel City. We'll do that on the late game in the NFL. You know what, Alex, we need to do?
What's that, Rob?
Stick and stay.
For a little Thanksgiving cash in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is a TV theme song Thursday. It is here on Thanksgiving night. That's right. My God. It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Here we go. Big Finish. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati. That song is close to my heart because I worked in Cincinnati. All right. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. You know what time it is, Martin? Time for a little Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
You know, I had a real big hot streak at one point going 19 out of 21 with the spread.
Wow. Then what happened?
Pretty amazing. Then I started losing a few. And last night I was 2-1. Today I'm 1-1. I did take the Lions because I thought, oh, my God, the Packers aren't good. And, of course, the Lions did an SOL on me, so I lost on that game. And I took the Cowboys, of course, because they always beat up on bad teams. So I'm not shocked by this that they put a 40, 50, 60
45
piece.
45-10 final score, but I don't want to do updates.
Yeah, a big score in that game. But, yeah, that wasn't live action. The game's over?
Yeah, it's over
okay,
now.
Okay, thank you. But the final game tonight, I'm going with the upset. I'm taking Seattle. They need this game desperately. Plus 7, taking on the 49ers. That game is in Seattle, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take Seattle plus 7. And remember, I'm not telling you to bet on. I'm telling you who I'm betting on. Let's stick with the Lions here, Martin. The Barry Sanders documentary's out. Bye Bye Barry. We know Barry Sanders I covered. He quit prematurely. I remember being on the radio at WDFN in Detroit. I was doing a morning show back then. That morning, it was earth-shattering when he quit, walked away from the Lions. But, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that documentary. Was it on Prime, right?
Yep, Amazon Prime, where you'll see Black Friday football tomorrow.
Yes. And the quarterback who was
Scott Mitchell.
Scott Mitchell was kind of bummed out and profanity and all that because the documentary, which I have not seen yet either, paints it like he's the reason Barry Sanders never won Super Bowl.
It's a little tough. It's a little tough because the documentary, according to the Yahoo Sports article that I'm reading right now, does not mention Scott Mitchell at all in the documentary. So like that. So the thing is.
Yeah, but it must be on air, though, because for Scott to have that reaction, I'm saying.
No.
I'm with you.
So he says it's, quote, not a very pleasant experience on his Facebook. And this is just kind of honestly makes me feel like people who over a certain age shouldn't really be posting on Facebook in general or social media in general because you just look salty. Nobody was worried about Scott Mitchell prior to 2 days ago.
No, but you don't know what they said in the documentary. That's not fair. Are you sure? Like, they didn't blame him. Why would he use profanity and be that mad if they didn't really mention him?
I'm reading this from Frank Schwab
on
Yahoo. It says, Scott Mitchell is not in the documentary, nor is he named specifically in it.
All right, so then that means that in the post-game interviews or leading up to it, is it where would he come away with that, where he would be so angry?
Because I think what ends up happening is you end up watching, and it's kind of a theme of these newer sports documentaries. I'd say, I don't think the 30 for 30s at their onset were really like this, but now we see more of like The Last Dance and the Johnny Manziel Money, the Netflix documentary, Untold. These documentaries that are kind of access documentaries and told by the story. The story is told by the hero of the story, and the hero in this story is Barry Sanders. So it's all painted as the reason why the Lions weren't successful while Barry Sanders was there. It was everybody else's fault besides Barry Sanders. That's what I get out of it.
All right, I want to get to, do you remember this or you don't remember it? I always forget what year you were born and how old you are. But in 1994, the Lions played the Packers in the postseason.
Yeah, I don't have memories of 1994 football, unfortunately.
Okay. You know how many – this was a game. It was on New Year's Eve, 1994. The Packers beat the Lions 16-12 in a playoff game at Lambeau Field. Barry Sanders had 13 carries. Guess how many yards he had in that playoff?
He had negative one.
Negative one.
Because he had a total
on 13 carries in a playoff game.
He only had a total of 104 rush yards in general in the playoffs.
Total?
Total.
Unbelievable. All right.
40, 65, and negative one.
Hour number two is coming up. We're going to talk about NFL owners I would never want to play for. And guess what? Jerry Jones is one of them. All right, Odd Couple, stick and stay.
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.